I'm with Arthur Porter, and many people will know him from Crane's Manchester Business, but Arthur's here with me in UCLAN, University of Central Lancashire, and he's been telling me about his new project. So, Arthur, can you just tell us what's about to launch in the Northwest?
Yeah, sure, Sarah. This is the first local weekly business newspaper to be launched into the in the area of Chester, Wirral and North Wales. Basically, it's the same sort of concept that Crane's Manchester Business was. It's going to give people exclusive breaking news that will help them grow their businesses in the Chester, Wirral and North Wales area.
Why have you picked those areas?
Basically, because Chester, Wirral and North Wales is in between, is situated between two, the two big cities of Liverpool and Manchester, and consequently they don't get the same feed of local business news that can help them grow their business. They feel a little bit overshadowed by the big cities of Manchester and Liverpool, and yet there's an awful lot of very strong businesses in these areas. So we want to give them news about their community businesses that can help them grow their business in their own community.
Right, and what sort of reaction have you had from the business community? I mean, is this something you've got a lot of demand for?
Yeah, very much so. In fact, it's there's been an awful lot of people have come on board with me. We've got law firms, we've got accountants, we've got digital agencies who have already agreed to be a part of this. And we're looking for companies to partner with us so that they can champion the business journal as well. So there's opportunities for people to get into the paper through editorial, opportunities for them to get into the paper through advertising and sponsorship. And really, you know, we would love to talk to anybody, you know, on sales side or even on reporting. Give us a chance to hear your story.
And is it a print publication?
It's going to be both, actually. It's going to be print, which will come out at the end of August, but initially we'll do a digital edition, which will come out in the 20th of July. The digital edition will be a condensed version of what you'll find in the print edition, but obviously with all the exciting new things that can happen digitally with video, etc.
Cover price?
Cover price is going to be £58 a year annual subscription. It will be on sale in the likes of WH Smith's, and that cover price there will be £2.
Right, and what's the print run?
The print run is 7,000. Initially, what we will do is we have chosen a database of senior executives who employ with five or more employees or with £1 million in revenue or more. They will receive it on a controlled circulation basis first, but obviously then we will convert them into subscribers. We've had experience of the likes of large law firms and large accountant firms having in excess of 40 subscriptions each. So we know this is something that is going to be in demand for the area.
And what about the existing media in these areas? Is there a threat to that, or is it different?
It's always a threat for the advertising dollar, as they say. You know, it's always the pizza pie only goes so far. But there is nothing like this that is giving people breaking news that can help them grow their business that is local. Most of the other media that is around is either on a glossy monthly, bi-monthly situation. The daily papers that are around there are really serving Liverpool and Manchester and not really serving the local business communities in our area.
Well, that's great. We look forward to seeing it.
I look forward to seeing you again.